Welcome to McIntyre's Next Level Life podcast, a place for entrepreneurs, leaders, and dreamers to awaken and be activated to their full potential. Are you ready to get out of the boat and experience your next level? Here's your host, Michael McIntyre.
Welcome, everybody. Michael McIntyre, your humble host here at the Next Level podcast. And do we have a treat for you? We have a world-class celebrity evangelist and an amazing woman of God, and that's Dr. Alveda King, and the niece of the late, great Martin Luther King, and pro-life advocate, evangelist, and just an amazing woman. I've got to watch her on Fox and Friends several times, and she's a contributor on Fox, and I've seen her on CNN, I've seen her on all the channels, and Alveda, Dr. King, we're so proud that you're here. How are you doing, sister?
Michael, it's amazing. And I'm so grateful for our friend Sandy McGuire for connecting us as well. Because, you know, Satan has a title, Prince of the Power of the Air, but the airwaves belong to us. Jesus got the keys of hell and death, has given us authority to occupy and enforce the kingdom of God that he preached while he was walking on this earth. So I'm so glad to join you and your viewers and listeners. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much to you, too. Yeah, Sandy's an amazing lady. We really appreciate her ministry and her connectivity. Listen, I wanted to ask you a few things here because I know you're limited on time, and I appreciate you taking some time out for this podcast. But one of the things that I really admire about you is some of the books that you've written, and you quoted this one thing I want to quote. You said, when peripherals collide, convergence is imminent. And I think that's a beautiful quote. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, for a long time, you hear people say, connect the dots, connect the dots. And so what that is, the peripherals, say, I don't know your full background, you know some of mine, but what we're doing when they touch each other, you called it with Sandy, connectivity. When those things begin to collide, convergence happens. And with convergence, that's the unity that Jesus talked about, that they all may be one.
I love that.
We become one when these peripherals, and sometimes they collide. I use the word collide because sometimes they kind of crash. And we're like, wait a minute, what's this? You know?
So, I do.
And we smooth them out and we begin to use our gifts and our talents. There's a little bit of the difference between a gift and a talent. Now, we have talents and there are some natural abilities that we can fine tune and sharpen our saws. And then a gift, spiritual gift, they're given to us to share and give with others. So Amen. I think this is a great season of people discovering what are our talents and gifts, how Amen. Can we use them without competing with each other and put them together.
That's so good. Alveda, I really admire your ministry and what you're doing out there. What would you say? I know right now, you know, I see that you're a Trump advocate or you're a Trump supporter, I believe. And I see that, you know, this last Easter here, we had Easter Sunday, and which is, you know, that's kind of like a Super Bowl Sunday for us Christians, right? It's when it's when we discover the tomb is empty and which, you know, he overcomes death. And then the current administration, you know, talked about, you know, trans week and everything else. I was talking to somebody and I said, that just seems like a blatant thing to do on Easter Sunday. And I just wondered, what does an evangelist like yourself consider that to be? And are we in a season here of transition and to expose the enemy for what he is?
Well, you know, let me put it this way. I am a former politician. I was elected to office. I've been appointed by two presidents. That's President Bush and my friend, Donald Trump. I'm not a member of his campaign. I'm not campaigning. I am absolutely voting for my friend. Absolutely. However, but politicians are not bad. Some are, some are not. But what we know, Esther was in a political position, and God used her to save a nation. Joseph was in a political position, and God used him to rescue his whole family and to carry on that particular bloodline till we got Jesus in the earth. Daniel, high up, Secretary of State or whatever that position was. So when people are in positions of authority, like my friend Sam Brownback, or Barry Loudermilk, who's still in Congress, you know. So yes, it's important for us to pray for those who are in authority that we have peaceful lives. Now, I said all that to say, with President Biden, I really pray for him.
100%.
And you know, he needs, sometimes I think he needs to just go somewhere and sit down and pray. That's what I say. But we cannot authorize or continue to vote for what I call sin, what the Bible calls sin. Never mind what I call it. My pastor who passed away, Pastor Alan McNair, at Believers Bible Christian Church, his son is the pastor now, but he did a whole piece on don't vote for sin. Y'all can look that up. Alan McNair, don't vote for sin. So it's very important how we vote. It's also a sin to sit home and not vote. I have to say that to people. So when I saw that, since I don't agree with canceling Easter for transgender purposes, now he can't cancel Jesus. Nobody can. Jesus
That's
is
right.
alive and his blood is awesome. But to make an effort like that, what am I going to do about it? Am I just going to talk about it, put it on a podcast or something? No, I'm going to, tell people to get out and vote for life. Vote for life abundantly, womb to the tomb and beyond. And pray for President Biden, because we never know what God would do in any person's heart. So let's pray. Just remember what he did for us.
Amen, sister. Yes, we got to pray for the president, no matter who it is, because the Holy Spirit can pierce his heart and change everything.
But I didn't say vote for him. I just said pray for him.
I get it, sister.
I do. Everybody get that? Okay.
Everybody gets that. We know who you are, Dr. Alveda King. We do.
Okay.
And we love you for that. So, Alveda, one of the things, you've got this book out. It's called We're Not Colorblind. It's Healing the Radical Divide by you, Dr. Alveda
King.
It's
Healing the Racial Divide.
The racial, yes. The racial divide by you and Ginger Howard. Tell us about this book.
Ginger and I wrote that book somewhere along the time of COVID or right after or during, and we were dealing with issues of skin color, how people worship skin color and divide their communities based on skin color, which is a very racist position. I don't care what your ethnicity is. So we took Acts 17:26, of one blood God made all people to live together on the earth. And so we wrote our own experiences and other experiences and have, you know, ask people to remember what Martin Luther King Jr. said. We must learn to live together as brothers, that is, sisters, or perish together as fools. We're brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Classic case of that over with Israel. When you look at the Israelis and the Palestinians, they're not neighbors. They're not cousins. They are brothers.
That's
and they're
right.
in a terrible family feud that started with two ladies, and that's Sarah and Hagar, trying to cook up something and fix everything for God, and God did not need that help. So on the other end now, we all need to learn to live together as brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. We all need Jesus. And somebody 100%. Says, well, I'm not a Christian. But hey, whatever. John 3:16 did not leave anybody out. So that's the purpose of that book. But did you know that I also write music? Sometimes I even sing. And I've got a couple of great songs out, Occupy. A kingdom message. It's a kingdom song, Occupy.
Occupy. Is that on Spotify?
Well, it's on Spotify, Amazon, and all that, but the YouTube is on YouTube. Alveda King, Occupy Kingdom.
All right.
Yeah.
So listeners, we got to go check that out and look at that. I love that. I love what you're saying. And let me, one of the things that I really, because I've watched you, you know, when Trump was in the White House and you were on TV talking about, you know, when they struck down Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court and all that. You are a huge advocate of that. You're a very big pro-life advocate, obviously. And I love that. I love that you put it out there, Alveda. And so where do you see this going in here in the United States and across the pond too? Because I think, you know, one of the things, even Europe recently, they just started to, the UK started, to not approve those puberty blockers in these children. I think there's a movement of God coming across there. And I think it started with our Roe versus Wade.
My friends, y'all have heard this old saying. I'm 73 years old right now while we're talking. Give the devil an inch, he'll take a mile, and then your whole house and family, your life.
Amen.
So Roe v. Wade sent the question of abortion back to the states. And we need to do our job by informing, educating, and activating people for life. And so I said all that. You give a little exception. We're going to do abortion is evil, yeah, but we're going to accept it for this or that. Remember, you give them an inch, he's going to take a mile, your house, and your life. So let's come up with some life-affirming options, even with rape and incest. Absolutely horrible. But when you abort that baby in the womb of a woman who's been raped or dealing with incest and rape or even some health issues, you're going to get rid of the DNA of the rapist when you abort the baby. Nobody thinks about that.
So good. So,
so let's just go after all the evil and not try to justify evil with more evil, but overcome evil with good. That's the only way I can explain that one.
Well, I think it's good. I think it's brilliant. And I love that you're out there on the front lines with that. Elvita, I think it's beautiful. All right. So let me ask you this. I know that we've got massive inflation, and I know you're in politics, and I love that because I love politics.
I know
politics,
you hear somebody too, with a hammer out there. I'm sorry about that, but let's do what we can.
That's all right. So let me ask you this on this inflation and everything. How do you feel about how this is going with the economy, and what do you recommend from the Bible that people should be focused on instead of all the negative things out there? How would you evangelize them?
My father, Reverend Alfred Daniel Williams King, he was a fabulous preacher, civil rights leader, his brother, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his wife, my mother, Naomi Ruth Barber King, Dr. Naomi. My family taught me many things, certainly out of the Bible. Work ethic. If you don't work, you don't eat. So stop paying people who don't want to work.
Amen.
Encourage people to learn how to work. And then being a good steward and giving and sharing. And I'm not just talking about the tithe, which people want to argue about, but the more you give, the more you can receive from God. We have to understand that as well. So, you know, credit cards are not money. Nobody's reminding people of that. And you keep giving credit and credit and credit, and you go into greater and greater debt to countries who already hate you. And what happens if they pull that ticket? So with the economy, we've got to get back to some practical applications of the work ethic, of managing genuine money.
Yes.
And with folk, we're living longer. I'm 73. I'm retired, but I do some consulting here and there. So we've got to be kind and compassionate from the womb to the tomb and beyond. We can't be giving these hormone blockers and all this stuff and cutting body parts off of our children. What is wrong with us? And then you wonder what's wrong with Social Security. Well, you have killed too many people, and the generation didn't grow back the next two or three decades and generations. Every generation, every decade, every platform.
Come on.
People need morals and values and principles.
Preach
oh,
it.
I'm preaching. Excuse me.
I love the preaching. You keep preaching, sister. I love it. I agree 100%. And I think you're right. We've got people out there not having children. That's the problem with the United Kingdom right now. They have a low population, and so do we. And so the younger ones can't take care of the older ones. Let me just ask you this, because I know you got to go. And I think it's
gotta
really
wrap
important.
Got to wrap it. Yep.
Okay. Yes. And so I want to ask you, we've got all kinds of political things going on. We got things going on over in Israel, in the Middle East, Ukraine. Do you feel that if we can bring back Congress into to the right wing of Congress and the Senate and bring the White House back into Trump, do you think we can solve these issues quickly?
Well, my friend, President Donald John Trump is not the answer. Jesus is.
Come
but
on.
We were making some great progress during those four years, and we need to get back to that. I fully agree. And when we mention the Middle East and Ukraine, don't forget about Haiti. Don't forget about the Muslims in Africa who are accepting Jesus and being raped and killed and shot. So let's look at humanity, not just target different parts that we can relate to emotionally because of our backgrounds. But let's look across this globe.
Come on.
And know that people need the Lord. And let's start with voting for folks who have not bowed their knee to Baal.
Come on. Come on. Well, Elvita, Dr. Elvita King, you're amazing. Thank you for taking the time out again to be on the Next Level podcast here with McIntyre. And your ministry is funded by generous individuals. And you guys have a lot of projects out there, and we want to help spread the gospel of Jesus.
ElvitaKing.com.
Yes, yes. Listeners, bless this ministry, bless this woman, and she's amazing leader. And I am so proud to have you on this podcast. Alveda, thank you so much. God bless you. God bless your family and your ministry, sister.
Thanks a lot, my friend. Bye-bye.
You got it.
If you're ready to activate and accelerate your results, taking your life to the next level, we've curated several experiences just for you. And if you're ready to start living out your full potential in life and business, our team of professional coaches are ready to partner with you. To find out more about how you can get involved with the McIntyre team or participate in upcoming events, go to themichaelmcintyre.com. Thank you for listening to the Next Level podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share.